May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, February 22nd, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I think it is, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from three newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. And this live show is available as a podcast replay usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes. So you can click on those links and follow along while I'm discussing them. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you. You know, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. So some of you know how to, if you're on a computer, you can pull up another window of the archives I have. Of course, the shows I'm talking about, the narratives I'm talking about from the newsletters over the last 2 weeks, you can pull those up and be following along as I do this live. So again, I'll be talking about these three newsletters. First one was on February 12th on the full moon. And the question was, is this Trump's best reality show yet? And then we had on February 13th, just the next day, there was so much going on with that full moon energy that I followed up with heads up on massive 2025 change event. And the change event, of course, is the transition since Trump's inauguration. Talk about wild and crazy. Things are accelerating fast. And then on February 15th, this last week, right after February 14th, which was Valentine's Day, I did an article, newsletter on systemic FedGov corruption busted. And man, Trump is just going to town on all these FedGov agencies and firing them, you know, just... So whether you consider Trump as a hero or the devil incarnate, you know, and you got the full spectrum out there, folks. And I'm telling you, the energies right now with all this Pisces energies and that's going on right now with the sun in Pisces and the moon is square. Moon is in Capricorn square. The Neptune in Pisces. Anyway, that gets into the cosmic weather report. So without further ado, I'm going to go into that now, the cosmic weather report. There's a lot of drama on the world stage right now, and we're closing out a 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age with new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. Not that we're seeing a lot of it these days, but more recently, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique energies with the moon in the first degree of Capricorn, that I just mentioned, and squared in Neptune in the last degree of Pisces. Now, this represents a lot of creative tension with that square. This is, like you might say, creative tension in the quantum field of collective perceptual reality. And given the first month since Trump's inauguration, you can see the clash of worldviews between Trump as hero or madman. And you got, like I say, the full spectrum out there right now, folks. A lot of illusion and delusion. So this as I said, the sun is also in Pisces, along with Mercury and Saturn. And Pisces is a deep mystical water sign. And when you got the mental body, Mercury correspondence, and Saturn, which is like a congruence factor, And talking about trying to be congruent in a deep mystical, the water sign of Pisces, we're talking about a real combination of contradictory, confusing factors. And you've got a lot of people just are so overwhelmed with the rate of change, what's going on in government, that they're just suffering cognitive dissonance out the kazoo. I mean, you know, a lot of people were just, you know, I would say probably half the public is completely turned off from media, even social media, and just trying to live their lives because it is so anxiety ridden in the media space, which has been, you know, trying to program people what to think, you know, for ages. You know, that's like most people realize that the lamestream mainstream media is owned, controlled by, you know, giant corporate interests that are there, the giant special interests that are colluding with, again, their special interests are ownership and control of the human and physical resources of humanity. And of course, they can't be outright dictatorships. So they manufacture consent, and manufacturing of consent is the way they tell us what to think, how to think, and what to do, who to vote for. And of course, a lot of people believe that the whole orchestration of the elections was creating Biden to be completely insane so that Trump looked like a viable alternative. It was all manufactured by the powers that be, you know, and a lot of people don't want to believe that. Don't believe that. A lot of people do. So again, you've got a whole spectrum of illusion, delusion, and some people are mind congruent and heart coherent, and other people, you know, not so much. So there's other strong aspects of geometry, you know, in the quantum field, astrology, psychology at this time. I could go into it, but I've got a lot to cover with these three newsletters. So much for the Cosmic Weather Report. And into the news, I think I'm going to take actually the most recent one that was right after Thanksgiving. I did a kind of a overview article on what's going on. I began by saying, you know, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I had a humorous cartoon at the top with this lady beating this guy with a bunch of roses, you know, just beating him and saying, I don't want flowers. I said, end the Fed. You know, so this was my Valentine's Day follow-up. So I begin by saying, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And this week's news has been
Are we going to do it with the phone here?
Yes.
Okay. You got a good signal from me on the phone.
Great signal, my friend. Are you ready?
Okay, let's just go for it. I'll pick up where I left off.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, you're live.
So, I was referring to what happened with Valentine's Day here about a week ago, and the follow-up for that. Talked about the week's news, how it's been mind-blowing epic. And of course, this last month has been mind-blowing epic, since, Trump's inauguration. Not just, you know, with the artificial intelligence unveiling, FedGov corruption, and not just the massive firing of, thousands of District of Columbia bureaucrats, DC bureaucrats. Some people call that the District of Criminals, but not just Trump meeting with Putin to end the war, and not just the brilliant J.D. Vance speech in Munich to the European Security Conference. That was amazing. And so all of these points I'm going to be going into, just touching on. I've got a video of J.D. Vance speech, different articles, links, got some cartoons, graphics. So I'm going to go right into it with some of the revelations of the week. Ron Paul, you know, Ron and the Fed Paul, for those who know of Ron Paul, says he would join Elon Musk in cutting government waste. And Elon says, well, that'd be great. And So this end the Fed subject, you know, was the subject of this day after Valentine's Day. But at the top of that article, I have a picture of some lady with a big bouquet of roses, you know, smacking a guy with that bouquet and saying, "I don't want flowers. I said end the Fed." So I've got a video on End the Fed by Health Ranger Report, Mike Adams. And he goes into within the video and I kind of give a debriefing on the different things he's talking about. He talks about U.S. aid corruption and the fraud exposure. That's been big news the last couple of weeks, huge news. And he's talking about the systemic corruption needed for systemic change. And he's talking about, you know, Trump's potential role in systemic reform, and specifically AI as a solution. Now, Mike Adams is a pioneer in this field, and he talks about AI as a solution and what's going on with systemic arrests. And a lot of people haven't heard about that. The mainstream media, you know, has been downplaying that. You know, that they're not, people are not only being fired, they're certain individuals being arrested for their criminal part in what's been going on the last 4 years. And this video of Mike Adams goes into system reboot, a reboot of the entire system, and you might say controlled demolition is what he's doing, versus uncontrolled demolition. So that's an interesting video. Mike Adams is, when I say he's brilliant, he's been developing an artificial intelligence language model system called Enoch, and he's going to be introducing it March 1st. So people that are interested in what's going on with artificial intelligence, which is really, it's like the printing press being discovered, you know, in the 1500s. The printing press, you know, just revolutionized the world. Well, AI is the next big thing, you might say. And we're talking about, you know, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations with artificial intelligence. And it can be used for extraordinary good or extraordinary bad. And so this is what the global civilization is going through right now. We're going through a transformation and a lot of chaos. And out of chaos will come order. And whether that order is a new world order of totalitarian, you know, ownership, management, and control of the human and physical resources of the planet, or whether it's a golden age, as Trump is saying, it has the potential to be a golden age. I want to believe it's a golden age. I've been talking about a golden age potential for 50 years, for those who know me. That's really interesting, that video, and followed up by a lot of really interesting articles last week, a couple of them from the Gateway Pundit back on February 13th, February 17th, and the first one is like, why is this not making headlines? Over $2.7 trillion in fraudulent U.S. government payments were discovered. We're talking about U.S. aid, which is about 97% fraud and maybe 3%, you know, real good services to helping poor people overseas or whatever. And of course, that's all the mainstream media talks about, is how Trump has been cutting off this great service, you know, to foreign countries and starving people, etc. You know, and all this wailing and gnashing of teeth, when in fact 97% of U.S. aid has been going to fraud. And what that fraud is, the Gateway Pundit goes into it and saying, whoa, Dodge is this government agency, the Department of Government Efficiency, managed by Elon Musk. And another article by Gateway Pundit explains how Dodge has revealed $4.7 trillion of taxpayer money went into a government black hole and is untraceable. They've audited these agencies, you know, the Dodge has. Elon Musk's team of, you know, techies go in and they audit, you know, they pull up, they use algorithms to get past the firewalls and to analyze. But some of the stuff they found at $4.7 trillion of taxpayer money was untraceable. Yeah. You know, it's like a black hole. Anyway, that's not getting media attention. You know, the mainstream media, most people know that corporate media has been programmed by different CIA agencies, CIA intelligence agencies, some CIA, some other privatized organizations for years, decades. Operation Mockingbird, some people know about that. Other people listening perhaps don't. Point being, and there is a constitutional crisis that really is a crime scene. This is a brilliant article by John Rappaport. For those who are looking for good sources on the internet of good information, John Rappaport is one of the best. And he says in this article, I expect and urge that the new United States Attorney General, who's just been verified, validated for her position, Pam Bondi, to weigh in and prosecute the criminals working at Treasury and other federal agencies. So these different officers of Trump's team that have been confirmed, including Pam Bondi, to head up, the different agencies of government that are going after the corruption and exposing it. Massive shakeup at the National Health Institute and the CDC. Over 5,000 probationary employees were fired in Friday's purge. This was, again, from about a week ago from the Gateway Pundit. The Trump administration launched a significant workforce reduction targeting over 200,000 probationary federal employees across multiple agencies. 5,000, fired on Friday. This is huge stuff. And the question is has Musk turned things around with his X.com, and Dodge? Will we have transparent, open, and decentralized systems of representation now? So Musk has set up a website at dodge-tracker.com where you can watch and see all the money that's being saved and that has been taken from each department in real time. That's kind of interesting. In other words, Trump's been talking about draining the swamp for years, wanting to. Well, they're doing it now, folks. And like I said, there's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth from the dark side deep state. But now you've got this real-time tracker where you can go online and follow how much they're cleaning house in these different departments, how much they're actually draining the swamp. So this is followed in the narrative, this piece I just published, with a two-minute must-watch video on transformation of the operating system for democracy. And the quote is, of the title is, the battle for the very source code of our future. Now, this is a brilliant little, in just 2 minutes, it goes into Elon and the tech elite's master plan for society exposed, what's really going on, and how you can do a deep seek or seek deep into the unseen connections between the Silicon Valley's tech elite and a controversial political philosophy as to transform our future. From corporate boardrooms to viral algorithms, you can see a dark enlightenment movement, they call it. Dark enlightenment, which is like an oxymoron. You don't have, contradiction in terms, but they're calling it a movement on how they're infiltrating tech culture and threatening democratic values. And basically what they're exposing, a dangerous intersection of corporate power, technological control, and political manipulation in just 2 minutes. So that's highly recommended. And think about it, folks. When the operating system for representative government is a universal interface for mass interactive consensus, which is what I've been talking about for 50 years since I spoke to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill 50 years ago last month, and I provided links on that story over the last several months of articles because it's been like an anniversary, the 50th anniversary when I did that. And when you have this upgrade vision you know, and how you can frame the language of light of consciousness as consciousness to link the light of consciousness for a great enlightenment, how that can happen. You know, that with that vision of virtue and valor for the victory, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But without that vision, you know, the people perish in a digital gulag with, you know, a digital ID and digital social credit system and a digital control matrix. In a case like that, the inordinate love of power eclipses the ordained power of love. So, you know, it's either more light and love, easier and faster, or we're going to the dark side, folks. So I've had a lot of good cartoons in this last article. Excuse me. Memes, you might say. The memes that matter. Excuse me. I had to drink something here. I've been talking too much. So this is going on with USAID trying to control, you know, all these different social media websites and U.S. news entities with financial incentives going with money, with financial incentives going to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and actually paying them with financial incentives, advertising or otherwise, to undermine, you know, social media websites that are truth-telling. And this was our government-funded tax dollars, you know. And anyway, this expose that's going on has been creating huge drama. Most people, you know, it just doesn't make any sense how this could possibly be happening. It's so different from, this has never happened, where you have elected officials like this going after our own government. You know, this is just not just an anomaly. It's just like shock and awe for a lot of people. So there's a good video at this point in this article on FedGov Busted, by one of my most brilliant people on the internet talking about economics. And that's Catherine Austin Fitz from the Solari Institute. And she talked about the currency of the future will be relationships of trust. She talked about this in a video from January 25th at Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is one of the best conservative colleges in the United States, based on constitutional values. And she talked about this Catherine Austin Fitz, about central banking nightmare. She was an officer in government. Was it the State Department? No. But anyway, she's brilliant authority, long experience dealing with Congress critters on Capitol Hill. And she talked about the danger of central bank digital currencies and how central banks plan to control you just as Big Pharma and Big War plans to control us. Same intention, you know, eroding relationships of trust by creating the crisis, you know, different crises as justifies emergency powers for their consolidation of total control. You know, the old dialectic, you know, create a crisis and manage a crisis to consolidate power and control. So this is the deep state that Trump is downsizing. Or some people would say that he's just reorganizing the deck chairs on the Titanic globalist control matrix, you know. The 3D, dense, unconscious, and heartless control matrix. And that's what purges, it's purging, you might say, is 5D Aquarius is surging. There's this dynamic going on, you know. And it's like the real cause of the dis-ease in government is that the old entrenched institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created are not harmonically compatible with the 5D energies, fifth dimensional energies of Aquarius that are coming in. There's an energy shift. And right now, the disruption of this, you might say, a higher energy, which you might say is a unified field energy to people worldwide, that a new common sense is matriculating the matrix of the collective consciousness. People are waking up worldwide. And we have these institutions that are self-serving and, you know, taking public monies and tax monies and redirecting them to all kinds of black operations for inversion, subversion, and perversion of, you know, of society, you know, to create crisis, to manage crisis so they can rationalize and justify emergency powers to control things. Anyway, this is the old playbook going back to Germany's Hitler, you know, and the, what was Goebbels, the minister of propaganda, says, well, if we lie to people and the big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, people will believe it. Same playbook today. You know, you got the dark side deep state, you know, using that playbook of creating and managing, you know, confusion, you know, so people don't know what to think, so the government can tell them what to think, you know, through the controlled media. So keep in mind where we're going in Aquarius, you know, because it gets frustrating that a lot of people just, you know, they don't even want to hear it. They don't want, they don't want to turn on the TV or listen to the radio, and you hardly even, because it's just, they don't know what to think. It's just like so much crazy talk. But keep in mind where we're going, folks. You know, hold the immaculate concept. It's, you know, by God's grace, it's going to, at a higher level, it's all in divine order, you know, and just pray for clarity, discernment, you know, to see through the BS, all the belief system that is just wrong. And hold a vision of where we're going with decentralized open source solutions with the currency of conscience for the next economy and what that will look like and how that will work for building, you know, culturing relationships of trust. This is getting back to that video I was referring to by Castro and Austin Fitz on the currency of the future will be relationships of trust. So this is the currency of conscience. And what that looks like and how that works with decentralized open source systems of communication. And it all comes back to, again, this currency of conscience. It's like the gold standard, you know, the golden rule law language for the golden age. I mean, even back at the beginning of the United States, the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, you know, the fourth U.S. president, said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. Think about that. So we're going to have a currency of conscience for culturing relationships of trust. Then how we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience becomes paramount. So, you know, the old Federal Reserve currency, you know, had stamped on it, "In God We Trust." Well, God is love, and it is the Aquarian gold standard. So "In Love We Trust" is becoming the mantra. You know, in love we trust, divine cosmic, cosmic loves is, you know, that's, to me, that's a loaded term that just pretty much frames the first principles of universal law language and consciousness of how we are conscious, or a conscience, you might say, higher consciousness, Christ consciousness, you know, the higher self, the real self, and how to frame those first principles of cosmic law with universal law language. This is what I do with the love model. So a new economics of abundance, you know, the next economy will champion common sense, freedom, and opportunity based on our abundant trust in love, universal law language love. When I refer to cosmic love, I'm talking about a model frame of reference with the law of the angles of God, geometric order, divinity, and the language of the angels of love in terms of heart coherence. So the best of both worlds from left brain to right brain is heart coherence for mind congruence. you know, it's like you can't be mind congruent unless your heart's coherent. And so first things first, the law of the one is basically the first law of coherence is how everything is connected with the harmonic frequencies, with harmonic frequencies of unity and diversity, you might say. So heart coherence is actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of love, kindness, and holy compassion. It's an actual frequency. They can monitor it. Dan Winter's been the expert that's been doing the quantum field research on. I've interviewed him on my radio show over the years several times. I've referenced a lot of his material of how he's used quantum science and pioneered it, you know, for this understanding of the coherence factor, which is the holy trinity of energetics in the universe. There's right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy factors. And radiant energies, you know, it's like we're talking about, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. There's these energies, these fractal geometric energies, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant. Now, the radiant energy is actually the zero point energy that Tesla talked about for free energy. And they've had ways for 100 years they kept it suppressed on how to access that, or everyone would have free energy and wouldn't have power lines running all over the planet so people could be on a meter and be owned and controlled for how much energy they consume. That's the energy, and that's the economics of scarcity. You know, creating and managing scarcity for the power and profit of the power elite. And that's just the way it is so far. Although, there's a great awakening going on. People worldwide realize, hey, they've been holding this technology back from us. Why don't, you know, we create an economics of abundance with abundant energy, power, wisdom, love, you know, why don't we, you know, get on this Aquarian age? Well, that's what I've been saying for 50 years. And, you know, I've sometimes been like hitting my head against the wall. It feels so good when I stop, but you know, someone's got to ring the bell, you know, of ding, 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 you know, it's time, you know, to do an economic reset, not in terms of World Economic Forum's reset, you know, with a digital control matrix. That's what the power trips of the power elite want. That's what they tried to do during the pandemic, you know, when they were trying to shut everything down and get through the digital ID and the digital social credit system. Well, they jumped the gun. People now have awakened to this strategy out of hell, you might say, to do a lockstep digital gulag for controlling public like they do in China. Now, and again, I've talked about in these different articles and shows over the last year, I've been explaining how, you know, they did that, you know, how they created, you know, digital everything, and everybody, you know, was sent to their homes. They closed everything down, business, they closed schools down, everything down. People did everything online. Of course, the idea was to get people used to that and then to accept the digital ID for a control social credit system like they have in China. Now, most people don't realize that that system was developed by big tech in America. Google and, and Apple and Microsoft, they developed, over the last 10 years, they developed this system in China whereby they monitor with surveillance, they monitor everybody and they control everybody by giving everybody types of social credit that if they do not comply, they just can't go shopping, they can't travel, they can't do anything. It's like a totalitarian control system. Well, since Trump was elected, you know, one of the first meetings, he's meeting with Larry Ellison and these artificial, Larry Ellison of Oracle and these artificial intelligence guys, and they're going to put $500 billion, half a trillion dollars in to develop a better system of digital ID and social control here in America than they had in China. Well, they pioneered and developed the one in China. I would think they could use state-of-the-art stuff in America, but what about democracy? That's not in the playbook. That's not part of the playbook. That, I mean, they've been manufacturing consent for some time through, you know, the mainstream, lamestream media, been basically telling the people what to think or how to think or controlling the information so that what we think is what they want us to think. And it's a lot of it's stinking thinking, you know, it's just wrong. But a lot of people, the techniques of like during the pandemic, they said over and over how these vaccines are safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. And the big lie was so big and so bold and so often told, people just thought, well, they couldn't be lying to us all the time. It must be safe and effective. They went out and got shot. Well, now they got millions of people dying all over the planet, you know, from the vaccine, that whole vaccine rollout and thing. And they're still saying it's safe and effective, and now they're saying bird flu's coming along and you got to get new vaccines. And some people are going, okay. You know, so anyway, you have to keep your sense of humor because it's freaking hysterical, and you'd have to cry if you didn't laugh. And of course, my idea is, you know, kind of make a joke out of it, you know, but there's a way to see that the correct way. And I'm trying to put that out. And there's a way that is being told to us that's a joke. And I have a lot of cartoons I use in my content, and I can't represent them directly, you know, over the voice. But, you know, if those who are reading along, you know, even in the replay, you know, where you can pull up, the pod, you can, you know, with the podcast, you can pull up in a separate window, you can pull up the narrative and go through it and pause the podcast and watch the videos and read the article. Those who know that routine and have been doing that realize you can customize your own multimedia show and see what you want to see. As far as some people just want to see the cartoons, you know, but when you're listening to the material, the narrative that I published, what I'm doing is trying to talk about the highlights, you know, basically, you know, give the overview of the most important, you know, significant media, mediation models, you know, for like a open meditation. So let's meditate on what really happened this last month since Trump came in. What really happened? Get a full spectrum. Take your pick. People will believe what they want to believe. I'm not telling people what to think. I'm trying to give a representation of the different perspectives. I mean, some people say they'll read one of my articles that exposes something Trump's doing that just looks at, on, you know, patently looks wrong, and people will say I'm anti-Trump. I said, no, this is something he did, you know, that it's controversial. What do you think? You know, so largely what I'm saying is that all this chaos that Trump is creating is to drain the swamp. He said he was going to do it. You know, it's like a lot of times in my radio show, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you, then I'll tell you, and then at the end I'll tell you what I told you, you know, wrap it up. With the idea of spaced repetition of what's really going on, it's sometimes the best way to get a big picture of what's really going on. That's what I'm trying to do when I do these newsletters and publish to the list. And again, it's those who are not on the list that want to be on the list, it's very easy to do. You can just go to Substack. I'm publishing on Substack now, and I have a list called Aquarius Rising 369. Aquarius Rising, just put that in the search engine, it'll come right up. And you can get it for free, you know, and you can leave anytime you want with one click. But the value of it is you'll be able to get curated information that, you know, I'm looking at multiple sources of information during the week from many different sources I've come to trust over the last 16 years doing my radio show. And when I see a repeating pattern, or, you know, a common pattern, kind of a common sense from multiple sources of something going on and specific videos, articles, you know, being or cartoons being referenced, I'm going to copy those and in my newsletter, and then that'll be the subject of, you know, my radio show. So I'm kind of doing a linear left brain letter of the law, you know, by curating this information with my experience and discernment on what cosmic love is and what it is not. And I try to, you know, provide that linear logical left brain frame of reference. And then when I talk about it, an audio is right brain. And when I talk about it on my radio show, you know, on Cosmic Love, I'm giving, you know, basically, the overview, kind of the spirit of the law, you know, the letter of the law killeth the spirit of the law. Well, the spirit of the law, basically the spirit of, we are transitioning into the Aquarian age. And it's not the good we would do sometimes. It's the habitualized bad habits we have with stinking thinking, you know, about like the economy, you know, if people are totally wired into victim with the scarcity consciousness, with the system of scarcity economics that creates and manages scarcity, you know, the value of scarcity, which is an oxymoron. It's like, if people are tied into that victim dick, they cannot hear. They just cannot hear what an economics of abundance, with abundant free energy, with abundant healing, with quantum healing energy, with the quantum financial system, with the quantum, you know, abundance, everything. It just does not compute. They just can't. You know, and a lot of people are stuck. I call it stuck in negativity. S-I-N. Stuck in negative. That's the original sin. It's stuck in negativity. And when people are stuck, they're not moving on. They're not moving up. They're just stuck. And there's a lot of people that are, you know, with all the shock and awe going on, a lot of people had anxiety disorder before COVID and before the craziness, before Trump was, you know, inaugurated. A lot of people had a lot of leftover anxiety disorder from out of COVID. I mean, it just messed up a lot of people. But when Trump just went full tilt, draining the swamp, you know, and he just getting started. Well, I tell you what, a lot of people, they just went numb and dumb. I mean, it was just too much and they don't want to hear it. So thank you. Congrats, you know, if you have the presence to be able to see through the BS where you're open to, you know, the reality. And we're talking about reality therapy now. The reality of a golden age, Aquarian golden age of light and love. You know, light as far as the language of light of consciousness. We're involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness by linking the light of consciousness. If you've got that, you know, and with a frame of reference for a general enlightenment, you know, the great enlightenment from the great awakening, with more light and love, easier and faster. And when I say love, I'm talking about cosmic universal love. The first principles of cosmic law of the 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1, which is basically, you know, when I say cosmic law language, we're talking about the law of the angles, A-N-G-L-E-F, angles of God as far as geometric ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. The law of the angles of God frames, like the Constitution, framework for a golden age, frames the language of the angels of love. Language, when I say angels of love, I'm talking about heart coherence. Back to that golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion and joy and kindness. That's coherent, the coherence factor. That is, again, the coherence factor with the deep space energies is what Tesla referred to as zero point energy. We're talking about free energy, quantum free energy technology. Been suppressed since the time of Tesla. He had all kinds of free energy devices that were wireless. And of course, JP Morgan and the power elite said, well, you can't have that because we can't put a wire on it and monitor people to charge them. So you can't have that wireless free energy system. Well, you know, folks, the whole civilization, the whole unified field of consciousness, of energy, of global civilization right now, there's the Great Awakening has hit the wall of the Great Enlightenment, but it's that wall is crumbling. The Great Enlightenment is happening because there's you might say a critical mass of people that have awakened. And now it's like the 100th monkey effect. Everyone is starting to awaken, and that's the great enlightenment. And this is going on globally. You can't, it's inexorable. It's going to happen. This is the golden age. And when Trump talked about it, he had the vision of where it's going. I know he thinks or believes he's going about it the right way. And, maybe it's just the way they're explaining it that it has negative implications. But at the same time, we're in for some really big changes. Artificial intelligence is going to be one of the deciding factors. And I don't even know if I'm going to get through this piece today if I keep talking about the big picture, which, you know, kind of goes above and beyond where what most people can relate to. But I did want to reference this thing that there's a reframing of world events with otherworldly spirit that matters. You know, and why is that? Because the higher one's concept of personal and planetary sovereign identity, you know, we are in the image and likeness of God, geometrically ordered divinity, love, vision. The more that we have, the higher the concept, the greater the results for relationships of trust at the highest level. And this is what Captain Austin Phipps was talking about, relationships of trust. So I encourage you to watch your video. She's very, very profound, yet clear and lucid regarding what's going on with our system of government. So, I wanted to, you know, kind of wrap up this understanding of how important, how big this relationships of trust in the Aquarian age, the new associations of love, cosmic universal love with one another, you know, instant interactive mass to mass communications with this universal law language interface, you know, for more lighthearted love shared worldwide, you know, a rebirth of Earth and joy, harmony and peace. I mean, the potential is there. It's being realized. We're maybe a few years from this happening, you know, systemically, to where, you know, where the family of mankind is a global village, you know, and, you know, with unity in our diversity. I mean, we got 2025 is going to be, you know, a roller coaster. It's going to be a doozy, but it may be three, four, five years before we have a global village where people identify with us, U.S., as united sovereigns of Earth, and people think of America and make America great again. They think of America in terms of the anagram for the word America. The code word for America is, you scramble the words of America, the word America, you get the I am race. You know, the I am that I am. Not the ego I am, little me, but the big, you know, I am that I am. The I am race worldwide. You know, basically unity and diversity at a higher level that truly is the golden age of light and love. So that's where we're going. It's gonna be a few years, folks, and our government's body, the government body, you might say, is infested with parasites that are purging as enlightenment is surging. So what works better than ivermectin for getting rid of parasites? Dodge, the Department of Government Efficiency. Anyway, there's a video of the month, which is really good. And he explains how a technocracy coup d'etat is happening now. And this is the World Economic Forum Great Reset they were talking about the last couple of years, the WEF's Great Reset, through the front door. I mean, this is sobering. This is the kind of thing that, you know, I'm doing with my news group, and it kind of offends some people because they don't want to believe that some of the stuff that's going on that is serious, and it's part of the dynamic of, you know, mankind has free will, anything is possible. Well, if we're going to have a global village of light and love, we got to clear and somehow transcend and transmute all this misqualified energy that's going on by the dark side of the deep state, that it's like the ego will do anything for self-preservation of itself. Well, the deep state was like the big ego of the dark side establishment that just wants to maintain, you know, the money flow of tax dollars to expand their power and influence in their bureaucracies. Well, that's got to come to an end. It is coming to an end. So that exposes, you know, you might say the belly, underbelly of the beast, technocracy, a technocracy coup d'etat is happening now. Sobering stuff. And it's this thing with the technocrats. There's another article by Chuck Baldwin Live that was just a couple days ago. It was published, and the article head has a question that says, are Trump and Musk pushing America toward a mass surveillance state run by technocrats? Question mark. Good article. Again, as I said, ever since the pandemic, they've been trying to create a digital gulag, digital ID and digital social credit system for, you know, and they're moving. They don't stop. They're being exposed. They're being stripped. Their institutions, their bureaucracies, but they know it's end game. And either they, you know, do a technocrat coup d'etat, or they're roasty toasty. They're roasty toasty one way or the other. Sooner or later, they're roasty toasty. And this is, in a sense, good news, because this was not even to be discussed, you know, back just a couple months ago. Let me get a drink here. Okay. Trump versus the deep state. This is an article that was just February 17th, a few days ago. It's first of two commentaries examining President Trump's unfolding offensive against the institutions and agencies comprising the deep state, or if you prefer, the administrative state or the permanent state or the invisible government, you know, the deep state. And this is a good article, Trump versus the deep state. I mean, he's going after the deep state. And this is a reality report. You know, a lot of people want to know, how's he doing that? Well, this is a good article on that. And a lot of stuff's being exposed. I mean, it was exposed, this was on X.com, how Pentagon has been burning through taxpayer cash with things like 8,000% markup on soap dispensers and $1,300 coffee cups. You know how they would expense this stuff out for Pentagon waste? The Pentagon's drowning in fraud, and Trump says billions in waste will now be slashed. Well, they're going after Elon and his friends are going after. It's kind of ironic, you know, these technocrats under Elon, they go in and they do these audits. And it's like the technocrats, whether, you know, the technocrats are being exposed as the problem in the bureaucracies that are running the thing, or the technocrats going in with their artificial intelligence used to expose this, this corruption. You know, it's like it's a whole different, we're talking about like fifth generational warfare. It's not battlefield, you know, overseas. It's the battlefields in our minds. You know, that, and how they're, you know, basically the, for the winning hearts and minds, you know, of the public, the dark side deep state, you know, all they can do is sabotage, you know, the expose and the downsizing. That's all they can do. So that's what they do. It's like braying donkeys, you know, it's like, they are very upset. Wailing and gnashing of teeth, whatever you want to call it. So a lot of people, you know, this is a very sensitive energy, right? Pisces energy is right now. A lot of people just can't handle it. They get their anxiety disorder goes over the top, and they just start wringing their hands. And I know some of these people, you know, I personally, and I know what's going on in the collective consciousness. It's very difficult at this time with astrology, psychology. So I basically, if you've been able to follow me to the show to this point, and I'm going to have to wrap it up here shortly, but it's, you know, I want to thank you for listening. You know, it's like, I got to give you credit. You know, it takes someone that's got a very, that's very heart coherent and mind congruent, centered and connected, you know, like the all seeing eye at the center of the hurricane, you know, the eye of the hurricane. You know, you get off center from that philosophic calm at the eye of the hurricane, you get caught up in the swirl. And that's the anxiety disorder and dis-ease. The word disease, you know, break it out as dis-ease. You're not at ease. There's a dis-ease that makes people sick, so mentally and physically. But at the same time, if they don't understand what's going on, And they can't laugh about it, then it can make them sick. But if they can laugh about it and understand and be philosophically correct, like the, you know, like the calm, philosophically calm, like the eye of the hurricane, if they can do that, then they're centered and connected. They're, let the hurricane swirl around, let the world swirl. And, at the same time, you can be, you know, it's like the still mountain lake, you know, that reflects the heavens. And yet you can see through the surface to those thought forms and the collective consciousness swimming around under the water. You can basically take inventory and then interject and project a positive vision, you know, as above, so below, you know, on earth as in heaven at large, cosmos at large. And that's the philosophical correction of where it's going. More people will be in what's called 5D plus consciousness, where they're more philosophically harmonious and calm and joyful. You know, the justice that just is. That we're not there yet collectively yet, folks. I mean, this is a very difficult time. But if you can keep centered and connected in that way where it's all good, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, with the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension plus of full comprehension. So that's my stick, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, and we got another show coming on here shortly. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Hope you got something out of it. Here's to it. We all do it. Birds do it in the sky. Dogs do it and stick to it. Why don't you and I? Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or maybe every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.